I'm extremely happy that so many of our children are here, and I want to congratulate the parents. It's very important that you bring your children to a devotional atmosphere.
Da je ovdje prisutno tako puno naše djece i moram da čestitam roditeljima što su svoju djecu doveli u ovu duhovnu atmosferu.
Yes. This is like necessary food for the soul of your children.
I to je poput neophodne hrane za dušu vaše djece.
At the same time I wish to encourage you when you see that your children become restless during lectures, it is better to go with them and play, and maybe the mothers can amongst themselves decide that maybe there's one mother who plays with 10 maledetses, and then the nine other mothers can be here.
I ja bih samo želela da ohrabrim roditelje da kada primete da su njihova djeca malo postala nemirna, da onda mogu da ih odvedu negdje napolje da se igraju. I bilo bi dobro ako se majka mi o sobom dogovore da se, na primjer, jedna majka igra sa svom djecom, a da ostale majke ipak dođu ovdje i prisustuju u času.
Now, I always feel that during lectures it is good if we have a peaceful and meditative atmosphere in the lecture hall so that it's much easier to concentrate for everyone.
Ovo kažem zato što osjećam da je mnogo bolje kad ovdje u ovom prostoru za časove imamo mirnu i meditativnu atmosferu, zato što onda možemo bolje da se skoncentrišemo.
It is not bad if the children scream during the lectures, because they also have something to express.
I ne kažem da je ovo što je loše ako djeca vrište tokom časa, zato što i ona također imaju nešto što žele da izraze.
Yes, but for the audience it is better if we keep a peaceful atmosphere.
Ali za publiku je bolje ako je ovdje mirna atmosfera.
So today we have a very serious subject matter.
Danas imamo jednu jako ozbiljnu temu.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as we heard yesterday, taught four important principles through four of his devotees.
Kao što smo čuli jučer, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je poučio četiri jako bitna principa kroz svoju četvoricu bhakti.
The first was simplicity.
I prvi princip je bio jednostavnost.
Let us just make a short summary of yesterday's lecture. May I ask you, what is simplicity?
I sada na početku mogli bismo da sumiramo čitavu jučerašnju lekciju, tako da bih želao da vas pitam šta je to jednostavnost.
It's a little hot for you.
Malo vam je vruće.
Atma Buji.
To be straightforward with others, with our feelings and expressions, how we feel
Yeah.
Atma upravo kaže da treba, da to znači biti otvoren u našim odnosima i postupcima prema drugima i sve iskreno i otvoreno reći.
What means simplicity for you, Mandakini?
A šta jednostavno znači za tebe, Mandakini?
Very good point.
Za mene jednostavno znači da ono što je unutra treba isto tako da se pokaže iz polja.
What means simplicity for you, Bhaktasale?
A šta znači jednostavno za tebe, Bhaktasale?
To not be complicated.
Ne biti komplikovan.
Can we hear another definition of simplicity?
Da li možemo da čujemo još jednu definiciju
Daksha Prabhu?
Not take ourselves too seriously.
Daksha Prabhu vam kaže da ne treba sebe da uzimamo previše ozbiljno.
Kishori? Ja?
Osoba bi trebala da bude sposobna da kaže istinu bez istinu čak i svom neprijatelju. Sasvim otvoreno i iskreno.
To be able to reveal the truth even to an enemy, to be so straightforward. Nanda Dulal?
Yes, outer simplicity, it means to be satisfied with the with arrangements, to live simple way,
mm-hmm.
and also inner simplicity, to be satisfied within ourselves with our spiritual progress.
Yes, very good.
Spolja dimenzija jednostavnosti, to znači da smo jednostavni sa svima onima što nam Krišna obezbedi i da jednostavno živimo, a unutrašnja jednostavnost znači da smo zadovoljni iznutra.
Mhm. Sita Thakurani. Yes, simplicity means faith in the words of Guru and Guru and Krishna, to accept them. Mahasamaha. To be honest with yourself about what you want in your life. Yes.
Jednostavnost takođe znači biti iskren prema sebi, šta je ono što mi želimo u našem životu.
Yes. Bhakti, you are very good students. I'm very impressed what stuck in your memory. Saralata A Vaishnavata, said Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Simplicity, that is Vaishnavism.
Ja sam veoma zadovoljan svima onima što ste zapamtili, vi ste jako dobri učenici, a Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur je rekao, jednostavnost, to je Vaishnavizam.
Go to the Sara and you get the Rasa.
Idite.
Go to the essence and you get the taste. Go to the sara means essence and you get the rasa.
Idite do sare, do te suštine i onda ćete dobiti rasu, odnosno ukus.
Sara, rasa.
Znači, sara i rasa.
This is very important. Sara means essence.
Sara znači suština, srž.
Let us have simple faith in Lord Krishna. Like a child who lovingly trusts his father. Thank you very much. Now we will move into the second principle of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sense and mind control.
Razum i kontrola uma.
Krishna. This will be a very...
Kontrola Čula, izvinjamo.
Yes, Čuli and Umski. Kontroli Čuli and Umski. Sense and mind control. In the Shastras, it is said that most of the people in Kali Yuga are constantly disturbed by their senses and their minds.
U šastrama je rečeno da većina ljudi u Kali Yugi iznemirena svojim čulima i svojim umom.
All this disturbance is not really real.
I sva ta uznemirenost nije prava, nije stvarna.
It doesn't have anything to do with me.
I nema ništa u vezi sa mnom.
But if I am not in my spiritual position, the senses and mind can inflict a great deal of disturbance.
Ali ako ja nisam na svom duhovnom položaju, onda čula i um mogu jako puno da utiču i da proizvedu različite uznemirenja.
Prahlad Maharaj compares this disturbed condition with a person who is married to many wives who have strong demands on him.
I Prahlad Maharaj poredi ovakvu osobu sa osobom koja ima jako puno žena i koja ima jako velike prohteve.
The senses, the desire to hear, desire to taste, and also the many desires of the mind are like wives who come and pull us into their room. Come with me. No, come with me. Six wives. Ooh, very intense.
Čula i želje, različite materijalne želje, poput želje da se nešto čuje, da se nešto kuša, su upravo poput žena koje dolaze kod nas i onda nas zovu na različite strane. Hajde, pođi sa mnom, pođi sa mnom. To je kao da imate šest žena koje imaju jako velike prohteve.
Have you ever been in a situation where six people all at once pull at you?
I da li ste vi bili nekada u situaciji kada vas odjedan put šest ljudi vuče?
Come with me, do this.
Pođi sa mnom, uradi ovo.
Enjoy this.
Uživaj u ovom.
Give me this.
Daj mi ovo.
Satisfy me with that.
Zadovolji me ovim.
Oh, when you try to sit down, come now with me. How can such a person be satisfied? Someone who always runs after fulfilling the desires of the mind and the senses is always usmiriert. Usnemirend. Oh, Radha Kripa will tell you the right word, yes.
Osoba koja uvek trči za ispunjenjem svojih želja i prohteva čulo i uma i uvek uznemirena.
Lord Krishna describes such a person in the second chapter, text number 44.
I gospodin Krishna opisuje takvu osobu u drugom poglavlju Bhagavad Gita u stihu 44.
He says that the person who is disturbed like this can never ever engage in devotional service.
I on tu kaže da osoba koja je uznemirena poput ove nikada ne može dostići predano služenje.
In the minds of those who are too attached to sense enjoyment and material opulence.
U umovima onih koji su previše vezani za materijalno uživanje i za materijalno obilje.
And who are bewildered by such things.
I koji su zbunjeni takvim stvarima.
The resolute determination for devotional service to the Supreme Lord does not take place.
Odlučnost da se predamo služi gospodin nikada, u njima se nikada ne rađa.
Samadhi na samadho na vidyate. Samadhi is not possible. No, no samadhi.
U njihovom slučaju samadhi nije moguć.
Yes. Obviously, you try to go and then, come with me, now do this, now do that. Yes. Especially powerful is the disturbance created by Cupid, the god of love.
I ono što je specijalno moćno jeste uznemirenje koje stvara Cupidon, bog ljubavi.
I will now read to you from my new book, the Gayatri book. It's only in manuscript form, but it's really finished, and by Jamashtami you should have it. Yes.
Ja ću vam sada pročitati nešto iz svoje nove knjige koja se zove Gayatri knjiga i koja je još uvijek u obliku rukopisa, ali je definitivno završena, tako da bi do Jamashtami je trebalo da izađe.
The god of love has five arrows.
I bog ljubavi ima pet strela.
The mango arrow.
Mango strela.
The Ashoka arrow.
Ashoka strela.
The Yasmin arrow.
Yasmin strela.
The Madhavi. And the Bakula arrow. If you're hit by the mango arrow, you become mad. Wow! If you are hit by the Bakula arrow, you become bewildered.
Ako ste pogođeni bakula strelom, onda ćete postati zbunjeni.
Oh, I don't know what to do any longer.
Ja više ne znam šta da radim.
In another description from the scriptures, it is said that Kamadev, when he hits with his first arrow, delights us, and we become just thrilled with joy and desire.
I u drugim spisima se kaže da kada nas Kamadev pogodi ovom svojom prvom strelom, mi postanemo jako oživljeni, postanemo radosni, uzbuđeni.
When he hits you with the Rochana arrow, you become charmed.
A kada vas pogodi sa svojim Rochana strelom, onda postajete očarani.
But there are also arrows which you don't like to be hit, but he shoots them nevertheless on you, so that you look like a porcupine.
Ali također postoje i strele kojima ne biste želeli da budete pogođeni, ali svejedno ih on uputi ka vama i onda izgledate kao
porcupine, is it a stachelschwein?
Aha, kao bunikavo prasete.
You know everything. It's the Mohana arrow. You become deluded and confused.
I to je Mohana strela zbog koje vi postanete, budete u iluziji i budete zbunjeni.
Then he gets out the more heavy arrow, Shoshana.
A onda dolazi jedna još teža strela, to se zove Shoshana.
You become dried up.
I vi postanete isušeni.
And finally, if the Kamadev takes out his Marana arrow, you become killed and destroyed.
I na kraju, ako Kamadev uzme svoju Marana strelu, onda postanete stvarno uništeni.
As they say, love makes the world go round.
Kao što kažu, ljubav čini da se svet okreće.
Yes, when it is material love, it has also its bad sides.
Da, ali kada je u pitanju materijalna ljubav, ona ima također svoje loše strane.
When a person we love leaves us, we become destroyed.
Kada nas voljena osoba napusti, onda mi bivamo uništeni.
When we look for love and we don't get it, we become dried up.
A kada tražimo ljubav i kada je ne dobijemo, onda jednostavno postanemo jako iscrpljeni, isušeni.
And sometimes we lose our heart in the wrong direction and we become confused and we are led astray.
A ponekad mi jednostavno izgubimo svoje srce na pogrešnoj strani i onda smo krivo vođeni i izgubljeni.
Sense gratification and Krishna consciousness, said Srila Prabhupada, don't mix.
Čulno zadovoljstvo i svesnost Krišne ne mogu se mešati, kaže Srila Prabhupada.
If you sincerely want to enter the ocean of prema, but you are still so much bewildered by karma, by lust, it will not happen with you.
Ako vi iskreno želite da uđete u okean prema, ali ste još uvijek zbunjeni kamom ili požutom, onda se to neće dogoditi.
Yes. Prabhupada once said, sense gratification is like water, and Krishna consciousness is like ghee. It doesn't mix together.
Srila Prabhupada je također jednom rekao da je čulno zadovoljstvo poput vode, a svesnost Krišne je poput ghee, tako da oni ne mogu nikako da se pomešaju.
He didn't only mean these desires in relationship to the opposite sex. He meant all types of sense attachments.
I on, kada je to rekao, nije mislio samo na želje koje su vezane za suprotni pol, već je mislio na sve vrste materijalnih želja.
Don't we all know this? Hare Krishna, welcome. Don't we all know this? When we have some desire, it's almost like if we have not fulfilled this desire, we cannot go on in our lives.
I zar nam to nije svima poznato da kada imamo neku materijalnu želju i kada ne ispunimo, onda jednostavno ne možemo da idemo dalje u svom životu.
You think of, well, the desire becomes so strong that you think, let me first do this and then somehow Krishna consciousness will work for me.
I onda materijalna želja postane tako jaka da vi mislite, ma pusti me samo još ovo da uradim, a onda će nekako moja svesnost Krišne dalje teći.
Let me just get my car. or let me just have a little sex life, and then afterwards I will be a good devotee.
I onda mislite, ma, šta je samo da napravim jedna kola, da imam malo seksualnog života, a onda nakon toga onda ću biti stvarno dobar bhakt.
But this afterwards never comes.
Ali to posle nikada ne dođe.
Oh, here's a fly who has taken shelter of this lecture. You stay with us. No, it's all right. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught sense control through his and mind control through his devotee Ramananda Roy. And please listen to this story. You will not forget it.
I Chaitanya Mahaprabhu nas je poučio kontroli čula i uma pomoću svog bhakte Ramananda Raya i molim vas da poslušate ovu priču jako pažljivo.
One day, while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri, the great scholar Pradyumna Mishra came to him and said, "Please, my heart is dry. Tell me something about Krishna."
I jednog dana dok je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bio u Jagannathpuriju, kod njega je došao veliki bhakta Pradyumna Mishra i rekao mu, "Molim te, moje srce je tako suvo, molim te, reci mi nešto o Krishni."
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Very good. You have a desire to hear about Krishna. You are very fortunate."
I Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je rekao, "Jako dobro, ti imaš želju da čuješ o Krishni, ti si jako srećna osoba."
"But I cannot tell you about Krishna. I'm only a Mayavadi sannyasi."
Ali ja ne mogu da ti kažem ništa o Krishni zato što sam ja samo Mayavadi sannyasi.
"You must go to the great devotee Ramananda Roy, who even talks to Krishna to me."
I rekao mu je, "Moraš da odiš kod mog kod velikog bhakta Ramananda Roya koji čak i meni govori o Krishni."
What could Pradyumna Mishra do except to go to the house of Ramananda? The servant of Ramananda received him properly and put him in the reception room and said, "Very soon my master will come. I will just inform him."
I Ramanandin sluga ga je jako lepo primio i odveo ga u sobu za goste i rekao je, "Sačekaj samo trenutak, a onda će moj gospodar doći."
But then the servant forgot to inform Ramananda Roy.
Ali onda se desilo da je sluga zaboravio da o tome informiše Ramananda Roy.
Because his master was doing some very important service.
Zato što je to vreme njegov gospodar radio jednu jako značajnu službu.
Soon Pradyumna Mishra, after 2 hours of waiting, he became restless.
I nakon 2 sata čekanja Pradyumna Mishra je postao nemiran.
And finally he said to the servant, "What is Ramananda Roy doing that he cannot come?"
I konačno nam rekao slugi, "Pa šta je to što Ramananda Roy radi da on ne može da dođe?"
The servant was very simple.
A sluga je bio jako jednostavan.
He said, "Well, he is training, he's together with 2 beautiful young girls. They are very youthful and they are expert in singing and dancing. He teaches them his drama, Jagannath Vallabha Nataka, and how to sing it.
I oni uči njegove drami Jagannath Vallabha Nataka i kako da je one pevaju.
You won't believe, Ramananda Roy took these girls who were fully grown and he personally massaged their bodies. He cleansed their naked body, even in all the areas. And still, his mind remained unchanged."
I sada nećete poverovati da je Ramananda Roy uzeo te devojke i onda je očistio njihova tela, masirao ih je svuda po nagom telu, ali svejedno za sve to vreme njegov um je dalje ostao neuznemiren.
No one can do this with these beauty queens.
I niko to ne može da uradi sa ovim kraljicama lepote.
But Ramananda Roy was in his original spiritual position as Vishakha Gopi.
Ali Ramananda Roy je u svom izvornom duhovnom položaju Vishakha Sakhi.
And as Vishakha, she teaches the young gopis how to dance for Krishna. Now Ramananda Roy wanted to teach these girls how by their facial expression, by their gestures and other bodily movements, they would express the deep love which the gopis have for Krishna.
I sada Ramananda Roy želeo da pouči ove devojke kako mogu svojim izrazima lica, svojim pokretima i ostalim i pokretima ostalih delova tela, kako mogu da izraze svoju duboku ljubav koju gopije izražavaju prema Krishna.
Yes, Ramananda Roy showed these human beings how to express lubav to the highest and most ecstatic degree of expression.
I Ramananda Roy u stvari pokazao ovim devojkama kako da iskažu ljubav u najvišoj meri, u najintenzivnijem obliku.
Have you ever seen a person who is really in love?
I da li ste ikada videli osobu koja je stvarno zaljubljena?
They begin to act in a different way than normal states of consciousness.
I one se jednostavno ponašaju na drugačiji način nego što se to ponašaju osobe u sva normalnim stanjem svesti.
The way they look,
način na koji gledaju,
the way they talk and
na koji,
move.
Na koji pričaju, na koji se pokreću.
Now, can you imagine how the gopis will look and move when they come to Krishna? It is unimaginable for us mortals.
I da li onda možete da zamislite na koji se način ponašaju gopije kada priđu Krishna, kada su zajedno za njih? To je za nas smrtni ljudi nezamislivo.
It took another gopi, Vishakha gopi, to teach these nice pious Brahmin girls.
I jednostavno Vishakha gopi se tu pojavila kako bi poučila ove pobožne devojke.
Ramananda Roy was together with them in solitude.
I Ramananda Roy je bio zajedno sa njima na usamljenom mjestu.
After he had trained them for the day to express and dance his drama Jagannath Vallabha Nataka, he sent them home. They went over a secret alley home to their parents.
I nakon što ih je poučavao u toku dana kako da igraju u toj njegovoj drami Jagannath Vallabha Nataka, on ih je onda poslao jednom skrivenom alejom nazad kući kod roditelja.
Then the servant remembered, oops, there is this great scholar who has come to meet my master, and he informed Ramananda Roy. He has, in 3 hours, the big scholar Pradyumna Mishra is waiting in the waiting room.
I onda se u tom trenutku sluga setio da taj veliki učenik i dalje čeka da vidi Ramananda Roya, i onda mu je rekao, izvini, ali ja sam zaboravio da ovaj veliki učenik već 3 sata čeka na tebe.
Ramananda Roy immediately went to Pradyumna Mishra and said, I'm very sorry.
I onda je Ramananda Roy odmah otišao kod Pradyumna Mishra i rekao mu, izvini, ja sam jako, meni jako žao.
Pradyumna Mishra was sitting there totally on the mental platform. I should listen to a man who is with naked women? Yes, I'm professor.
Yes, I'm professor.
That's too much.
So
Pradyumna Mishra, so Ramananda said, how can I serve you? Pradyumna Mishra wanted to explode and say, you? But he said, today is very late. I will go home. So he went home. He took his shower. And he came before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu said, so, have you heard from Ramananda Roy? From him? Do you know what he did? Why do you send me to a tantric or someone like this? And then Pradyumna Mishra described in detail what the servant had told him about the engagement of Ramananda Roy.
I onda je Pradyumna Miša objasnio ono što je čuo od sluge Ramananda Roya o tome šta je Ramananda Roy sve vreme radio.
Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, listen very carefully now.
Ali onda je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rekao, molim te sada slušaj jako pažljivo.
If a transcendentally situated person speaks about the Rasa Lila dance of Sri Krishna and is always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna,
ako takva osoba govori o Rasa Lila plesu i ako je uvek usredsređena na Krišnine zabave,
he is so spiritually exalted that I cannot express it in words.
Onda je takva osoba duhovno toliko uzvišena da ja to ne mogu da izrazim rečima.
Ja sam sanjasi, međutim, my body and mind change when I hear or see a beautiful woman.
Ja sam sanjasi, međutim, moje telo može da se promeni kada vidim prelepu ženu.
But Ramananda Roy, even if he massages a beautiful woman, has a mind which is as steady as wood or stone.
Ali Ramananda Roy, čak i kada masira prelepu ženu, on ima um koji je stabilan i postojan poput kamena ili poput drveta.
Because he is situated in his original spiritual position.
Zato što je on sve vreme situiran na svom izvornom duhovnom položaju.
Tomorrow, after your shower, run to Ramananda Roy and listen from him about Krishna's loving pastimes.
I sutradan, nakon što se istuširaš, treba da otrčeš i da slušaš od Ramananda Roya o Krišni i o njegovim ljubavnim zabavama.
Go quickly when he is still in the assembly room, because afterwards, when he is engaged in training the Devadasis, then you might not get a chance to hear him.
I idi jako brzo dok je on još uvek u sobi za primanje, inače ako dođeš kad on već trenira svoje devojke, onda nećeš moći opet da ga nađeš.
Pradyumna Mishra was... Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, go! Go!
I onda Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rekao, idi, idi.
Ramananda Roy, to je moj guru.
Ramananda Roy, to je moj guru.
Oh, very good, I knew. You have saved my life, Radha Kripa, today. Thank you. Is it like this? We say like this?
Yes.
Oh, good, 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 good. So Pradyumna Mishra came just, you know, still a little bewildered, not knowing what to expect, to Ramananda Roy, who paid his most humble obeisances to the scholar.
I onda je Pradyumna Mishra opet došao kod Ramananda Roya i sad stvarno nije znao šta da očekuje. Ramananda Roy mu je odao svoje ponizno poštovanje.
He said, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has sent me to you to hear about Krishna Katha from you.
I Pradyumna Mishra je rekao Ramananda Roya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu me poslao po tebe da ja o tebe čujem Krishna Katha.
Ramananda Roy said, yes, there's so much Krishna Katha. What particular Krishna Katha you wish to hear?
I Ramananda Roy onda odgovorio, da, Krishna Katha, želiš da čuješ neku određenu priču o Krishni?
Ah, Pradyumna Mishra said, please talk about that subject which you talk with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Vidyanagara when you met first.
I on mu je rekao, da, ja bih te zamolio da mi pričaš o onoj temi o kojoj si pričao Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kada si ga sreo prvi put u Krishna, u Vidyanagara.
And then... Ramananda Roy said, sedite. And he began to talk about the love of the gopis for Radha and Krishna. As he talked, the ocean of rasa was becoming agitated and bliss was entering into the heart of Pradyumna Mishra.
I onda dok je on govorio, čitav okean zanosa je postao uznemiren. I prema je ulazila u srce Pradyumna Mishra.
Then the servant came at one stage and said, the day has already ended and you have not done anything except for sitting and talking.
I onda je jednog trenutka sluga došao i rekao mu je, čitav dan se završio, a ti ništa nisi radio osim toga što si sedao i razgovarao.
Pradyumna Mishra was transformed.
A Pradyumna Mishra bio transformed. transformisan.
He had heard from an eternally liberated soul about Krishna.
I on je upravo čuo od večno oslobođene duše o Krishni.
Can you imagine what that does?
I da li možete da zamislite kako je to izgledalo?
Krishna becomes visible.
U tom trenutku Krishna postaje vidljiv.
He becomes tasted.
I on biva kušan.
Yes? Padyumna Misha jumped up and he danced in ecstasy all over the room. Afterwards he went home and took a shower. And then he ate and went to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the late evening. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, so how was it? Did you hear from Ramananda Roy? Yes, said Pradyumna Mishra, and I know he's not an ordinary human being. I think the Supreme Lord sits in his heart and dictates him what he should say.
Ja sam ubeđen da svevišnji gospodin sedi u njegovom srcu i da mu diktira ono što treba da kaže.
And do you know what he told me before I left him?
I da li znaš šta mi je rekao prije nego što sam ga napustio?
No, said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please tell me.
Ne, rekao je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, molim te reci mi.
He said that he has not said anything.
On mi je rekao da nije ništa rekao.
He said to me, whatever I speak is personally spoken by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, he said, I am like a stringed instrument and I vibrate whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu causes me to speak.
I Ramananda Roy je dalje govorio, ja sam poput živčanog instrumenta i ja govorim samo ono, ja vibriram samo ono što mi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kaže da kaže.
Yes, so here you hear that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally took Ramananda Roy and made him his instrument to speak certain things through Ramananda Roy.
I ovdje možete čuti da je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu u stvari uzeo Ramananda Roya i kroz njega lično ga je opunomoćio tako da je mogao da govori kroz njega o izvesnim istinama.
Jedan moment. We have a surprise for you. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Ramananda Roy is a source of all humility. That is natural for advanced souls. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a reason why he used Ramananda Roy to speak about these things.
Ali Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu u isto vrijeme imao razlog zbog koga je iskoristio Ramananda Roya da govori o ovim stvarima.
Ramananda Roy was a Shudra by birth.
Ramananda Roy je bio Shudra po svom rođenju.
And by letting him speak to the greatest, to a great scholar, he wanted to vanquish the pride of the scholars and false renunciants.
I time što je dopustio da Ramananda Roy govori učenim bramanama, učenim učenjacima, on je u stvari želeo da uništi ponos tih bramana i da jednostavno...
Yes.
I da uništi te lažne ljude koji su se predstavljali kao da su u odvojnom redu života.
My dear devotees, this mind and sense control is possible if you... And Ramananda Roy teaches us a very powerful lesson.
Moj dragi bhakte, ova kontrola čula i uma je moguća i Ramananda Roy nam ovdje daje jednu jako moćnu lekciju.
the demands of this, or the control of the senses and the mind, is extremely strong, as you all know.
Zahtevi čula i uma su jako, jako snažni, kao što vi svi već to znate.
And when we are disappointed in our desire to find happiness in this world, you know how frustrated and blockaded we are.
I kada postanemo razočarani da nađemo svoju sreću u ovom svetu, onda svi znate kako postanemo blokirani i frustrirani.
Yeah, blockirati and frustrirati. Yeah. How nice you explain it, Radha Kripa. Yes, blockirati. But if you engage the mind and the senses in Krishna, they cannot cause you any harm.
Ali ako svoj um i svoja čula uključite nekako u Krishnu, onda vam oni nikako ne mogu naškoditi.
Ramananda Roy, you know, trained these dancing girls for Krishna, for Lord Jagannath, huh?
I Ramananda Roy je ovdje trenirao ove mlade devojke za gospodina Žavana.
And therefore he was not agitated.
I zato nije bio uznemiren.
Whenever you feel some agitation, you should quickly engage your mind and your senses.
I kad god osjetite neko uznemirenje, onda biste brzo trebalo da uključite svoje čulo i svoj um.
And if you want to have an undisturbed life, you should already have engaged your mind and senses before the disturbance comes.
Ako želite da vodite na uznemiren život, onda bi trebalo da uposlite svoj um i čula pre nego što uznemirenje dođe.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhupada wrote that especially it's important to engage the tongue spiritually.
I Prabhupada je napisao da je specijalno važno da pravilno upotrebimo svoj jezik.
The function of the tongue is to vibrate and to taste.
I da puša.
I do not know if you know there are 5 divisions in the tongue.
Ne znam da li znate, ali postoji 5 odeljaka na jeziku.
Sorry. What I wanted to say, in the top of the tongue is the ability to taste sweets, I believe. Or was it salt?
Sweets.
Good.
Na vrhu jezika nalazi se taj odeljak pomoću koga mi možemo da osjetimo slatke stvari.
Sorry. And at the... Please forgive me, it's very uncultured. And at the end of the tongue, I think, what? Salt or bitter?
Bitter,
yes. And then there are so many tastes here.
I onda na kraju jezika se nalazi taj odeljak pomoću koga možemo da osjetimo gorke stvari, a sa strane se nalaze razni odeljci pomoću koga možemo da osjetimo razne ukuse.
I do every morning, because my doctor told me, and a tongue massage, an Ayurvedic tongue massage, so that I can have all these areas intact.
I moj ayurvedski doktor mi je preporučio tako da ja svakog jutra uradim jednu masažu jezika tako da bi mogao da te delove oživim, da ih probudim.
Because if you register the food properly with these different taste buds, then you can develop the right enzymes and digest them.
I to radim zato što ako na pravilan način možete da osjetite hranu koju jedete, onda ste sposobni također da razvijete i određene enzime u vašem telu kako biste mogli tu hranu pravilno da usvajate.
See, the food must go through 3 stages before it reaches the stomach.
I vidite, hrana mora da prođe kroz 3 stadijuma pre nego što stigne u stomak.
The food which you eat is like a guest which checks in a hotel.
I hrana koju jedete je upravo poput gosta koji se prijavljuje u hotel.
And if it's not properly checked, the food will not benefit your body.
I ako taj gost nije na pravilan način prijavljen, onda hrana neće pravilno doći u vaš organizam.
First comes reception.
Znači, prvo dolazi ta prijava.
Like you should sit down in a peaceful mood, look at the food, wow.
Znači, prvo bi trebalo da sednete, da budete jako smireni, da pogledate u hranu i da se oduševite.
Then, if you want to do it very vedically, you receive it with a sense of, first you have received it with a sense of the sight, then with a sense of the touch.
I onda ako želite na pravilan način da postupite, nakon što ste prvo primili putem čula vida, onda trebate da je primite putem čula dodira.
And then comes the registration on the tongue.
I onda tek dolazi registracija hrane na jeziku.
What's your name?
Šta, koje je tvoje ime?
Halava. And then it goes down, and then it has to be given a room. And then you will become very healthy by your prasadam eating. Yes, something about the art of taking prasadam. Not so much talking.
I to je bilo nešto o umjetnosti uzimanja prasadama, ne bi trebalo tako puno da se priča.
I used to always listen to a lecture when I took prasadam, but that's wrong, because then you your mind is you are inattentive and you can't register and receive and give room to the food.
I ja sam ranije imala običaj da uvijek slušam kasetu dok bih častio prasadu, međutim rekli su mi da je to pogrešno, zato što onda ne možete na pravi način da primite, prijavite i da ugostite tog posta.
Yeah, every sense or mind impression is also received, registered and accommodated.
I svaki utisak koji primamo preko čula i koji dolazi u naš um, također ima ova, također se dešavaju ove tri stvari. Znači ima ta prijem, onda registracija i ugošćavanje.
But if your hotel is already full with Krishna conscious guests, then the material sense hotel guests can't come in.
Ali ako je vaš hotel već pun gostiju koji su svesni Krishna, onda gosti koji su materijalni neće imati mjesta kod vas.
You know, a fully booked out hotel?
Znači, to je hotel koji je potpuno rezervisan.
It has even closed the registration counter.
I taj hotel je čak i zatvorio svoj prijem.
You may have sense and impressions, but you don't register them as such.
I tako da možete imati utiske u svojim čulima, ali vi jednostavno nećete ni da ih registrujete.
You may have some crazy mental idea.
Možete imati neke lude mentalne ideje.
Which comes like an airplane of terrorists and lands in your brain and wants to make you crazy.
Koje dolaze poput aviona terorista i onda sleće na vaš um i žele da vas načine ludi.
But your registration says, we are already full. Go in a tent and sleep in the cold outside.
Ali onda vaš prijem kaže, ne, izvini, mi smo već puni, možeš da odiš tamo u šator i da spavaš na hladno.
Positive spiritual engagement as much as possible.
Znači, nam je potrebno što je više moguće pozitivno duhovno uključivanje.
I talked to two wonderful devotees today.
Danas sam razgovarao sa dve jako predivne, sa dvojicom predivnih bhakta.
And they were saying, when we stay in our little room in Novi Sad, we feel like prisoners.
I oni su mi rekli, kada mi ostajemo u našoj maloj sobi u Novom Sadu, mi se osjećamo poput zatvorenika.
We are depressed.
Mi smo depresivni.
No work.
Nema nikakvog rada.
No novac.
Nema novca.
No friends.
Nema prijatelja.
But now we are here and we feel so different. What has happened with us?
Ali sada smo ovdje i osjećamo se tako drugačije. Šta nam se desilo?
It's very simple. You have spiritual guests in your life.
I to je jako jednostavno. Vi imate duhovne goste u vašem životu.
Your hotel of perception is full with Krishna.
I vaš hotel opažanja je prepun Krishna.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says a devotee has two types of lives.
I Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur kaže da bhakta ima dve vrste života.
A material and a spiritual.
Materijalni i duhovni.
And depending on what aspect of his life he feeds, he will either be in his spiritual body or in his material body.
I u zavisnosti od toga koji aspekt svog života on hrani, onda će biti ili u duhovnom ili u materijalnom telu.
When you only have material thoughts,
kada imate samo materijalne misli,
or your own plans which may not be Krishna's plans,
ili kada imate svoje sopstvene planove koji nisu istovremeno
Krishnini, you live in a city and you are bombarded with all these, you know, advertisements.
Živite u gradu i onda ste bombardovani svim tim reklamama.
Your material side is nourished.
I ovdje je ta vaša materijalna strana hranjena.
When you hear a nice kirtan,
a kada čujete prelepi kirtan,
dance until you fall on the ground.
I kada plešete dok ne padnete na zemlju.
Eat prasadam.
Kada jedete prasadam.
Pray to Krishna.
Kada se molite Krishni.
Embrace the devotees.
Kada zagrlite bhakte.
Steal their remnants.
Kada ukradete njihove ostatke.
This is very powerful. Yes. Then your spiritual body will develop.
I onda će se vaše duhovno telo razviti.
And you will be able to see it.
I onda ćete biti sposobni da ga i vidite.
Such a devotee has a healthy spiritual effulgence.
I takav bhakta ima zdrav duhovni sjaj.
He looks like a son who has come to earth and walks now amongst us.
I on izgleda poput sunca koje se spustilo na zemlju i sada hoda među nama.
No, this is what Gaurahari says. Wee. Da. Jawohl. Don't remain hungry, my dear devotees.
Nemojte da ostanete gladni, moji dragi bhakti.
Hare Krishna, Yojna, no more spiritual hunger. No, you have to go to the Mother Teresa. I don't say it because of this. Don't remain hungry.
Nemojte da ostanete gladni.
It's like, you know, if I eat and I put all the food over my shoulder in the mouth of a monkey who is there, then I will remain hungry.
I to je kao da jedete, a sve vreme bacite hranu iz ramena u usta majmuna, onda ćete naravno ostati gladni.
I have to put it here.
Morate hranu da stavite ovdje.
Yum. Yes. I will now end this lecture by reading to you a very beautiful Sanskrit text which describes the spiritual engagement of Maharaj Ambarisha.
I sada ću vam za kraj pročitati jedan veoma lep tekst na sanskritu koji govori o duhovnom angažovanju Maharaja Ambarisha.
Savai mana Krishna padaravindayor Vachangsi Vaikunta Gunanuvanave Karo Hare Mandira Majanadisho means cleaning the temple. Shrutim Chakara Chuta Sat Katodaye. Now you have to pray for me if I can sing this in the proper way. Mukundalinga layadashanadrisho tadbrit yagatra spashananga sangamang granam chatat padasarojasorabe shrimatulasya rasanam tadarpite pado hare chetra Padanu sarpane Shiro Hrishikesha Padabhivandane Kamang chadasye Natu kama kamyaya Yato tamashloka Janashrayarati. This is the most saintly king you can imagine. He was very, very, very busy with his state. His capital was Mathura. And anyways, that's another story. So, although he was so busy, much more busy than we who are living in Belgrade or Hamburg, he had a very excellent program how to feed his spiritual body.
Iako je bio mnogo više zauzet od nas koji živimo u Belgradu ili Hamburgu, on je imao program kako da nahrani svoje duhovno telo.
Would you like to know his secrets?
I da li biste želeli da znate njegove tajne?
Yes.
Very nice. Please listen very attentively. And I really think this is a good list. Do you, can you imagine what was the first sense which Maharaj Ambarisha engaged?
I da li možete da pogodite koje je bilo prvo čulo koje Maharaj Ambarisha angažao u službi?
What do you consider the most important sense to be engaged in Krishna consciousness?
I koje to čulo koje vi smatrate najbitnijim da bude angažovano u službi?
Mathura Kishori. The tongue. Who thinks the tongue?
Jezik. Ko još misli jezik?
No, don't be afraid. It is a, we are in the family. Yes, the tongue. Is there someone who has another idea? Manisha. The ears. Who thinks the ears are the first which need to be engaged? It's almost half like you, Mathura Kishori. Any other idea? The eyes. Who thinks the eyes is the first? Our artist? No. Our artist has revoked her voice. Eyes. Like seeing the deity form?
Seeing the deity.
Okay. We are still looking for the right answer. Venu Ratiji. The mind. Who thinks that the mind is the most important sense to be engaged in Krishna? That's not so many. Mathura Kishori, you have changed. One vote is allowed. Is this correct, Vinurati? What Mathura Kishori informs us? Mathura Kishori informs us that the mind, that there are five gross senses, but the mind is above them all as the sixth sense, which is a subtle sense.
I sada nas je Mathura Kishori obavestila da postoji pet drugih čula, ali da je iznad svih njih koji je šesto čulo i koji je suptilan.
My dear devotees, if you only engage your gross senses, but with your mind you are 1,000 light years away from what you are just now doing, you are called spaced out. Hare Krishna Sarasvati, sedite. Is there another? Yeah, Mahasamaha. The heart. Heart is most important. Yes, this is a. When we say you are on the side of Venurati, who? Because mind and heart is in this sense the same, but very nice. Who thinks heart is very most important? Yeah, also, yes, yeah, mind and heart, yes. Thank you very much. We heard the wisdom. But now don't think, okay, this was the intense part. Now I can space out. Now I want your mind to hear exactly the program of Ambarish Maharaj. Okay?
Sada ovo je bio, nemojte sada da mislite ovo je bio intenzivni deo, sad mogu malo da spajsiram, nego želim da sada jako pažljivo čujete program Ambarish Maharaj.
King Ambarish fixed his mind on the lotus feet of Lord Krishna.
Kralj Ambarish je usresredio svoj um na lotusovo stopalo Krishna.
He engaged his words in describing the abode of the Lord.
On je svojim rečima opisivao prebivalište gospodina.
Now, by the way, as we hear this list, now, when you do just anything of his full program, you will become a pure devotee.
I samo da napomenem, dok slušamo ovu listu iz njegovog programa, ako radite makar jednu od ovih stvari, definitivno ćete postati
Yeah. Yes, you can now listen and see, oh, this I want to do, this point of the program I want to do.
I sada možete da poslušate i da odlučite, o, ovaj deo programa ja želim također da radim.
I remember once when I had to go to the army for registration, I engaged my words in describing the abode of the Lord.
Ja se sećam jednom kada sam išao u registraciju za vojsku, ja sam uključio svoje reči u opis prebivališta gospodina.
The person said, okay, address.
Osoba rekla, u redu.
He was on the registration table.
On je, znači, bio za tim stolom za registraciju i pitao me za moju adresu.
I said in my most calm and ordinary voice, Goloka Vrindavan.
Ja sam svojim najsmerenim glasom rekao, Goloka Vrindavan.
I was already a devotee. He said, I'm not sure if I asked the right question, he said. See, I didn't want to go to the army. I had this. This was already my plan. So I described the abode of the Lord. He said, I asked you for your address, Mr. Peterson.
I onda ta osoba rekla, pitao sam te za tvoju adresu, gospodine Peterson.
Goloka Vrindavan.
Goloka Vrindavan.
Where is this? In which part of Hamburg? I have never heard this address. No, it's transcendental to Hamburg. Transcendental? What is this? I have not heard about this word. You know, Hamburg is very groovy city, not like the highly cultured Belgrade. No, it's a Goloka Vrindavan. G-O-L. He said, you are kidding. No, I said, ask my father. Okay, if you want to give me trouble, I have to answer one other question. What's the name of your father? Krishna. Or if you have a other taste, you can say Braj Bihari. Or Nayana Birama. he said, this is not fair, you know, I have to write here my symbol registration. It's a long story. At the end, they didn't accept me in the army. Because I had started with the first question to describe the abode of the Lord, Goloka Vrindavan. With his hands he cleansed the temple of the Lord. With his ears he heard the pastimes of the Lord. With his eyes he looked at the form of the Lord. And he stayed amongst the devotees so that his body touched the bodies of other devotees. With his nostrils he smelled the flavor of the flowers offered to the lotus feet of the Lord. No, not the tulsi. Have you said tulsi or No, no, you are already one point ahead of us, Radha Kripa, because you're extremely advanced. But he just smelled the flavor of the flowers offered to the lotus feet. His tongue, he engaged his tongue in tasting the tulasi leaves offered to Lord Krishna.
A svoj jezik je angažovao na taj način tako što mu je dao da kuša tulsi listić sa lotusovih stopala gospodina.
His legs he engaged.
I svoje noge je angažovao na taj način.
In playing volleyball ball.
Kako što je igrao
odmah? Oh, sorry, 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 sorry.
Sorry.
Oops, I made a serious offense here. His legs he engaged in playing football. No, I'm sorry. His legs he engaged for plivanje. Obviously, I want to capture your attention so that you now want to know what was the right thing. That's all right. His legs were engaged in traveling to the holy places where the Lord's temple is situated. I saw in the new Atma magazine, you know, I think it was the travel journey book of whether was it Madhva Muni and Kishori who traveled to Gangotri, was it there or? Badasetuji. Yes.
I ja sam video u novom Atma časopisu jedan dnevnik hodočašće koji je napravio Badasetu pravo.
Badasetuji has engaged his legs in traveling to the holy place Gangotri where there is a temple.
I Badasetu pravo je upotrebio svoje noge tako da je putovao u sveto mesto Gangotri gdje se nalazi hram.
That's why he is so old, so absolute blissful. or thoughtful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. With his head he offered obeisances to the Lord. Now, can you imagine what he did with his desires? I personally think this is such a beautiful point. It says in Sanskrit, Kaman Chadashye Natu Kama Kamyaya. Kama means desires. He engaged his desires in fulfilling the desires of the Lord. Even if you are in the Grihastha Ashram, and you have strong relationship-oriented desires. You can actually think, what does the Lord wants Krishna conscious children? Okay, I chant 50 rounds and then we will make a child who is like a Sveti Savats. Yes, we have such children here. I think it's so nice. When you have desires, think what are the desires of the Lord and engage your senses in fulfilling the desires of the Lord.
Ja mislim da je to jako lepo. Kada imate određene želje, onda možete razmisliti koje su želje gospodina i da uključite svoje čulo u ostvarivanje gospodinovih želja.
If you want to speak like me,
ako želite da govorite kao ja,
then think, what does Krishna desire that I speak about?
Onda treba da razmislite, hajde sad da vidim šta je ono što Krishna želi da ja govorim.
And then you try to fulfill the desires of the Lord and your speaking is fully engaged.
I onda treba da pokušate da izgovorite ono što Krishna govori i onda je vaš govor potpuno angažovan u službi.
If you want to eat,
ako želite da jedete,
then, you know, think what, how does Krishna want me to eat? And then good prasadam, okay. Ling, 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 ling. And I offer it very good. And then I eat it like, and sloan.
Onda treba da razmislite šta ono što Krišna želi da jede i onda treba to da mu ponudite lepo i da uzmete te lepo sadam i da se onda najedete kao slon.
My dear devotees, there is no reason why any one of us should remain spiritually hungry. Oh, hungry. Hungry,
yeah.
I'm totally under the influence of Gaura Ari. Yes. So, yes. Just engage your senses in Krishna's service and then you will be, your hotel of life will be full.
Jednostavno uključite svoja čula u Krišnjanu službu i onda će vaš hotel biti pun.
I want to thank you very much for listening to this lecture.
Želio bih da vam se zahvalim veoma puno što ste slušali ovaj čas.
I hope there was something in for you.
I nadam se da ste u njemu mogli da pronađete nešto za sebe.
And I will now ask, what is the time, please? Oh, I was Brizzo. Then we can just ask a few questions, please.
Sada bismo mogli da odgovorimo na nekoliko pitanja.
The microphone you wish to have? Yeah. We have a microphone, but no one to ask the question. Or here is one. Admabu. Ji. Hare Krishna Upananda, thank you for coming. Yes, you must ask. But
I would like to ask, connected with this last explanation with Ambarish Maharaj.
Yeah.
If you would like to a little bit clarify, because it is mentioned that that he engaged mind first.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow for our, I know, at least for myself, as condition, so I find out that that's actually more like goal, that it is, the mind is the focus on Krishna.
Yeah.
And to, like, Shastras and, I know, personal experience, I find in general that it comes through ears, by hearing Krishna Katha or devotees who have the taste for holy name, that then mind is afterwards,
first we engage the senses,
yes,
and then the mind is afterwards.
Yes, I would like.
There is one devotional process which is called smaranam, remembering Lord Krishna or meditating about Krishna. And to do that, you need to have pacified your mind.
Postoji jedan proces predanog služenja koji se zove smaranam i koji znači sećanje na Krišnu ili meditacija na Krišnu, i da biste to radili, prvo morate da smirite svoj um.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says very nicely that smaranam comes to a person who has done shravanam and kirtanam very nicely.
I Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur kaže da taj smaranam dolazi automatski osobi koja je jako lepo uradila shravanam i kirtanam.
I have met monks in India who say, smaranam comes after maranam. Maranam means after your mind, your rescue mind has died.
I ja sam srela mnogi monaka u Indiji koji kažu da smaranam dolazi nakon maranam, a maranam znači da je tvoj mozak nitko, tvoj um nitko umro.
High state.
To je jako uvišen.
For us to engage our mind in Krishna's service, maybe not smaranam.
Za nas značenje toga da uključimo svoj um u Krišnjanu službu možda nije baš smaranam.
We can have you noticed today I have done a little trick with all of you. I have not taught you before, but did you notice how we chanted all together? Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Do you know why I did it? Because you were very restless. It was hot for you. Some of you came in. Some of you had just eaten. Some of you looked frustrated. I thought, well, you can't give a lecture to such an audience. what to do with them. Oh, let us all chant the Om. That makes the mind, if you really Om, then the mind really goes, becomes silent.
I da li ste primetili da sam danas izveo jedan mali trik sa vama i kada ste došli nisam vam to ranije rekao.
Male, very trick, yes. Vetski, yes.
I u stvari kada ste vi došli ovdje, onda smo svi matrali onu mantu na početku sa ovom, zato što sam primetila da ste svi bili dosta nemirni jer ste upravo ste jeli ili ste možda tek utrčali u prostoriju i zato sam ja onda odlučio da mantramo Om, zato što Om na taj način deluje na um da se on smiri.
Om is Krishna, and in the Uddhava Gita Lord Krishna says, before meditating you should place the sacred syllable Om on the lotus of your heart.
I on predstavlja Krishna, sam Krishna kaže u Uddhava Giti da pre nego što započnemo bilo kakvu meditaciju treba da stavimo Om na lotus našeg srca.
But here, to make it a little bit simple, I think tomorrow or the day after tomorrow I will meditate with all of you. It will be, you will not forget it for the rest of your life.
Ali da to sad pojednostavim, prekosutra ćemo svi meditirati i to će biti dan vašeg života.
But what I meant is engaging the mind, Atmabhu, means you put your mind where your actions are.
Ali kada sam rekao da treba da uključite svoj um u službu, onda sam mislio na to da treba da stavite svoj um tamo gdje su vaše delatnosti.
When you hear about Krishna, put your mind there.
Kada slušate o Krishni, onda stavite svoj um tu.
Hear with your mind or with your heart.
Slušajte svojim umom, svojim srcem.
When you see, put your mind there.
A kada gledate, onda stavite svoj um
tamo. I am seeing Krishna.
Ja vidim Krishna.
When you sing, Sangsara dava naralida loka. Think about the lines which you sing.
I kada pevate samsara molitve, onda razmišljate o stihovima koji izgovore.
Then you will have the full benefit.
I onda ćete imati najveću dobrobit.
Mindlessly performed devotional service is of some benefit, but very little.
Nesmotreno izvršavanje predanog služenja ima neku dobrobit, ali jako malo.
And then when you put your mind where your devotional activities are, the mind will become quickly purified.
Ali ako vaš um uključite u vaše predano služenje, onda će on biti jako brzo pročišćen.
You know, don't we know this when we start to chant in the morning?
Da li nam je ovo poznato kad ujutru krenemo da matramo?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And the mind just goes like rockets. The mind is a servant of false ego. And the false ego just doesn't want this Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. It dissolves the powerful regiment of the false ego. Powerful rule.
I on jednostavno rastvara to moćno pravilo lažnog ega.
When your false ego finds out, when your false ego finds out that this is not the place for it,
i kada vaš lažni ego otkrije da ovo nije mjesto za njega,
it will give you tremendous pain.
To će vam onda naneti nenormalan bol.
Normally the false ego finds it out after 3 years.
I normalno to lažni ego otkriva nakon 3 godine.
If I really want to go in Krishna consciousness, I have to die.
I ako stvarno želim da uđem u svjesnost Krishna, onda ja moram da umrem.
No, I don't want to die.
Ne, ja ne želim da umrem.
I want to become a guru.
Želim da postanem guru.
False ego is such a gangster. So, if you put your mind You know, so the false ego will say, my dear mind, don't go to the chanting now. Sometimes when we chant, we intensely feel at great discomfort. It's the false ego. Become busy. I hope someone phones me on my mobile phone now. And we put it on extra reception. Oh, Krishna, Krishna. So the mind, the false ego will do everything that its trusted minister, the mind, does not go to the devotional practices. Because allowing the mind to go to Krishna means that the rule of the false ego will soon be undermined because the minister gets influenced.
И допустити свом уму да се уклучи у предано служење Кришне, значи да ће владавина лажног эга бити јако брзо завршена, зато што ће онда министар на њега ће се утицати.
So this is what is more, let me say, relevant. Now is there another question? I will now answer a little more briefly. Yes, Nanda Dulal is here. Then our devotee, the sound man. Our sound man. Yeah. No, Nanda Dulal first and then the sound man.
I heard that if we can control the tongue, then then afterwards we will be able to control other senses. And how it is relevant for us?
Yeah.
Prvo sam da ako možemo kontrolisati jezik, da onda možemo posle toga kontrolisati i ostalo čulo, kako je to.
Let me give you an Ayurvedic answer. When you control the tongue, what it means is you should eat in a sattvic way. The proper time, a peaceful place, and food which is healthy for your constitution. Yes. And then when you control the tongue like this, you will live a very peaceful life. When I came to the summer camp, one very, very merciful devotee who was mercifully inclined gave me strawberries with cream.
I kada sam ja došla na ovaj letni kamp, jedan bata koji je bio jako milostivo naklonjen, on mi je dao jagode sa šlagom.
A huge bowl like this.
Veliku zdelu poput ovog.
But at this moment, this will create vata in my body.
Ali u ovom trenutku to će stvoriti vatu.
Vata means you can't sleep.
A vata znači da ne možete da spavate.
You disturbed for nothing. Vata means you're overly active and not peaceful.
Vata znači da ste previše aktivni, da niste mirni.
It is controlled by regular oil massages.
I vata može da se kontroliše redovnim masažama sa uljem.
Vata problems is the origin of all the diseases, really.
I problemi povezani sa vatom su stvari uzrok svih bolesti.
Yes, so I saw this big bowl of cream which had passed by Gorahari. And I thought, this is the festival day of Sachinandana Swami. No one gave me strawberries with cream when I had birthday. I will celebrate my 50th birthday now. And I ate the whole bowl. I consciously said I will not listen to my intelligence. And let Ayurveda have a holiday today. And then I had water problems. So controlling the mind, let me say, when you control your tongue, you don't have so much vata problems.
Kada kontrolišete svoj jezik, to onda znači da nemate tako puno vata problema.
Hare Krishna. This is my practical experience.
I ovo je moje praktično iskustvo.
Hare Krishna. Anyways, maybe I will get another day strawberries. No, I will control the senses. One time was enough. Okay, we will now come to our last question. The definition of spiritual love is that it is selfless and only aimed at the pleasure of God.
Definicija duhovne ljubavi jeste da je ona nesebična i da je upućena jedino prema Bogu.
In this world there is no selfless love.
A u ovom svetu ne postoji nesebična ljubav.
The rasa literature, Bharat Muni, who is knowing about the aesthetics of rasa, he said, in all types of love which we meet in this world, there is a sense of selfishness.
I Bharat Muni, koji je bio upućen u estetiku ljubavi, on je rekao da u svim vrstama ljubavi koje mi srećemo u ovom svetu, postoji uvek sebičnost.
Prema is selfless love.
A prema je nesebična ljubav.
And that's the spiritual love. And I wanted to make a very nice point. It really only exists in the spiritual world. But the closest love which we find in this world, which is closest to prema, is the Vatsalya Bhava, the of a mother towards her infant child.
Ali ljubav koja u ovom svetu najbliže premi jeste Vatsalya Bhava, jeste ljubav koju majka osjeća prema svom malom detetu.
You know, the mother carries the child.
Majka nosi svoje dete.
And then she gives under great labor pains birth to the child.
I onda pod velikim bolovima ona se porađa.
And doesn't sleep.
Onda
for sometimes 2 years. Always every two or four hours the child needs the mother for drinking the milk. And the child will not know when to go to the toilet and it's intense. Ask the dear's mother. That's really a sacrifice. But even this is not totally selfless love. But it's close. Therefore, motherhood is something which is very much to be respected by all of us. It is something quite wonderful. Now, in this world, there exist different types of love. First, very selfish love. The first type of love, which is the most selfish, is described to be Trishna. Thirst. Look at me. I want to drink you. No, please don't drink me. I don't care, I'm a lecturer.
Uopšte me ne zanima, ja sam onaj koji daje čas.
No, please, I want to be in this cup a little longer, in this good association. I don't want to end in your stomach. Glupost, water? Nonsense, water? You're not supposed to preach to me. I have thirst. And I drink you. This is how many people conduct their loving affairs. They are not interested in what the other thinks. You are for my enjoyment, understand? That's why I married you. This is the contract. You are laughing, but this is there. Thirst, Trishna, is also the basis of raping, child abuse, all these dangerous things. And then it goes, there are higher forms. Manmata. It means butterflies in the stomach. I'm so much, oh, look at this person. It's not selfless. Then there is the love and affection of people who have no sexual intention and interest. Then it goes higher between friends, devotees, the guru may love his disciple, and the disciple may want to please the guru. Love is higher and higher when it becomes less and less selfish. And the highest form is love of Krishna. And when you have purified your love so much, then it is selfless. Are you bold, Sarasvati? Nice to see you. So this was the end of the lecture. Thank you very, very much for listening. I'm sorry, at the end I became a little unconcentrated. Tomorrow we will come to, I think, one highlight. Tomorrow we will come to a Haridas Thakur. Wow, it is. Well, you will, your whole life will change. Thank you very much for listening so much. And please know, today the great theater stars of the Bhakti Sangha of Bhakti Granta will have their debut. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Sri Ramananda Roy ki jai, Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.